Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, Podcasting for Dummies. With your hosts, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi.
Hello, this is Chuck Tomasi, and I have the great pleasure of being in studio with, of course, the T's voiceover said.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually here in studio, in Binary Studios. It's really nice. We did the PIY workshop. It was a huge success. And while I was out here, I said, Chuck, let's record some shows together. Actually, in studio, doing stuff together.
So much easier.
You know, I know that we were going to be talking about a lot of stuff and recording as many shows, but let's go ahead and let's just talk about that right now since we're kicking off with that. The importance of actually being in studio versus remote. The challenges, pros and cons, and things like that. You started it, so don't give me that look of like that wasn't what we were going to talk about first time out. T, I'm like, well, too bad, because that's how we roll.
An audible.
Yeah, exactly. Call it an audible. And run the calls that I play.
So remote is something that I've done with Craig for years.
Yeah,
he's in South Carolina. I was in Wisconsin for the majority of our tenure. Now I'm in Phoenix. Doesn't get us any closer.
Right.
We do have the occasional opportunity where he's in studio, but the vast majority of the 500-plus shows we've done at Technorama have been remote. And I've had the good fortune that we kind of learned the time sink. It only gets thrown off when we have multiple people in the office and he gets walked all over. But he's coming in via Skype.
Right.
And as I said, we have the good fortune of sort of knowing who needs to talk and when we're going to pause and when to interject. Yeah. That's really hard to find. I was very fortunate to find that in Craig.
But you can do it remotely. I mean, I know that when we kicked off Happy Hour from the Tower, originally it was myself, Brandon Kelly, and his dad, Nick Kelly, in studio. And then my buddy Ron, who is probably the best player of all of us, he was like, hey, can I come in and sit in on a recording? And the guys liked it so much that we just adopted Ron and made him part of the cast. Then Ron up and moved to South Carolina.
Yeah,
something about the Carolinas and podcasters. I don't know, but
Slusher's there,
and so, but Ron, we actually Skyped him in for a recent episode, and it worked really well. There was something missing there, and I think that you can make it work, and I think that with some hosts they can figure out how to get that timing, but nothing beats at least for me, nothing beats physically being in studio.
Absolutely.
But first off, for one thing, you can call audibles like what I just did at the beginning of this podcast.
I go, oh, we're talking about A, and he goes, nope, we're talking about B.
So there you go. But the other thing is that you can also, you don't have to necessarily worry about the time lag with certain programs like Skype or Discord or any kind of
app. It's gotten better.
It has gotten better. It's gotten a lot better. But has it... has it replaced actually being in studio with someone? I don't think so.
No, not at all. And just the body language is as we're talking here, you know, you'll raise your hand. I'm ready to say something. Not raise like in a classroom, but you know, just make a gesture.
Although in that last Technorama with all of us in here, we needed a monitor. We needed a hall monitor. So somebody needed to be given a pass to go to detention because we were, and Craig was just like, I'm going to be right here, man. And you need me. Just nudge the screen and everything. And that's something you did though, that I wanted to hear about. You actually got webcams set up and now you guys are actually taking this to video. Now, how does the video feed actually help Craig keep up with everybody that's going on in here? I mean, how does that affect
He can't see the feed that we see.
Okay.
He sees one camera that I've got dedicated to Skype, but it helps. Because most of the time, we're by ourselves. Guests are a rarity and an enjoyable one, but he doesn't see everything that we see. If he does, he's watching Facebook, and that's about a 10-second lag.
Yeah.
So that's not any help.
No, it's not. It's not. But when you're, especially when you're doing interviews, I think I just enjoy it, when you're doing an interview with somebody, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to be able to do a video cast with you. You know, if you're lucky, they understand the basics of Skype. But when you get people in studio or you get them on location talking,
yeah,
it's, I mean, I've had the pleasure of interviewing some really neat people in the entertainment industry, in publishing and all that. But when you actually sit down with them, I think there's a different connection that you make.
Absolutely.
I remember when before he passed, Richard Hatch was dabbling in writing as well. And I remember bringing him onto then my podcast, The Survival Guide to Writing Fantasy. And when we wrapped, it wasn't, he's like, yeah, I've done remote stuff before, but this was a lot of fun. He had actually sat down with me and Jack Mangan. He happened to be in hanging out with
There's
me.
There's a picture of that in the book, isn't
exactly,
there?
Exactly, there is, yeah. And Richard Hatch was absolutely, he was getting ready to get on a plane, and he was electric getting behind the mic. But I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that we were all there physically making eye contact.
Oh, now, yeah. Quick story. When Craig and I were at Dragon Con and interviewed Edward James Olmos, we ingratiated ourselves to him instantly.
By?
I don't drink coffee.
Right.
Craig does drink coffee. So we stopped at the Westin, and we picked up a Starbucks, and I said, get two. He says, you don't drink coffee, Chuck. I said, trust me on this. I said, we're bringing a coffee to Edward James Olmos. We walk a couple of blocks down the hill to the Hilton, walk in, right, going up the escalator, and here is Edward James Olmos and his handler walking past as we crest the escalator, and he says, you boys don't know where I can get a cup of coffee, do you?
And that's when you lifted the cup.
And I said, right here. He goes, I like you guys already. And the rest of the interview was just seamless. We were dead tired.
That's great.
It was wonderful. You can't do that via Skype.
You can't do that remotely. You can't do that via Skype. But one thing that you can do is that, and this is the advantage of having remote guests and having remote hosts.
Yeah.
Is that you have those options. When Ron moved away, it did change the dynamic of Happy Hour from the Tower. But then when we were able to Skype him back in, we didn't lose a beat. We did not lose a beat, and it opens the opportunities to still have multiple hosts, still have multiple points of view, and with guests, it brings in even more variety into it. And we've been very fortunate, not just with the shared desk where Pip and I bring in different guests and we bring them in over Skype and things like that. But even already with Happy Hour from the Tower, we brought in two Twitch streamers. We've got a third one who is also involved with Guardian Con, which is the big Destiny tie-in event happening in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get off the plane, I have to sleep. And then when I'm coming home from work, I have to take a detour because I got to go to Nick's studio, and then we're going to record the interview there. So I'm going to be pretty busy, and Pip might have words with me about that, but I'm just like, look, I got to get this interview in because we're also trying to earn brownie points. Simply put.
Yeah.
But if we had this stickler sort of thing of, well, we got to have them in studio, you know, you wouldn't have the same kind of opportunities getting in the different voices
absolutely.
And things like that.
Yeah.
So there are advantages. And as you said, the technology has gotten better. And I know also that Joe Hogan over at geekitude.com, he...
Where's the bell? Where's the bell?
I can tell you exactly where the bell is. It's back in the guest house. I left it there because I was like, oh, yeah. I and also, you fed me beer, so I had sleepy time juice, which means I haven't had a chance to really get the... Are you queuing up a digital bell?
I'll get a bell.
There you go. But Joe Hogan did a talk about... It was funny. He was doing a talk about accessories, and it morphed into talking about interviews, which is something we'll be talking about on a later show.
Yeah.
But he does his interview. He uses a different kind of he uses a software as a service. It's a website that records the audio, and it's way better quality than Skype.
Really?
I wish I could remember it off the top of my head. We'll throw a link in the show notes.
Yeah.
But the show note will say, you know, parentheses, the software we couldn't remember that Joe uses. And that software is extremely easy because all the person has to do is just get online. And it's all done through a website. It's not even done through Skype. So there are plenty of advantages of having remote hosts, of having remote guests.
Yeah.
I think the point we're trying to make here is don't seal yourself in. Don't think, well, I can't have a co-host if they're not here.
Exactly.
And don't but don't think, well, I can't have an interview guest if I can't get them in the studio, you know?
That's a treat for most podcasters.
Exactly.
The obvious advantage to having someone in studio is the audio quality.
The audio quality will always be better.
You're on a Rode Procaster. Yeah, I'm on a Heil PR40.
Yep.
We're going to sound good going through a $3,000 mixer.
Yes, we are.
There's advantages.
We better be here. You know, I swear, I think this board should actually do the editing for us because holy hand in a handbasket. I'm surprised you haven't beamed up a Klingon with this thing yet. It's just astounding to me every time I come in here.
So the audio quality is one, and again, the body language, the line of sight, the visuals, the the non-audible cues. You know, we could be writing notes and passing them back and forth here. Yeah, you can do that remotely. In fact, we'll get into that in the interview show.
Right. Right. But in closing, I would say we should never limit ourselves as podcasters. It really should always be, what are my options? What are my options? And of course, let's say you have a guest, but you can't get them in studio, but you can't get them on Skype. Well, if you're lucky enough to meet them at an event.
Yeah.
Like what I said earlier with Richard Hatch. That's why portable recorders like the Zoom H2N, H4N, the entire number N series and other recorders.
Tascam. Yeah.
These are tools that you need to get to know and you should employ, because then you can bring the studio to them. Yes, it's going to be a little noisier. Yes, the quality may not be that good, but
your phone. I've done interviews waving my phone between my face and their face.
Yep.
It works.
It still works.
It's not the best. But it's better than nothing.
You've got
a moment that you've captured.
That opportunity may not come again. So you got to be ready for that sort of thing. And that's what I would say.
Podcasting is all about experimentation. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to experiment. And if it doesn't work, learn from it and move on.
So we'd love to hear what you think about the experience of working remotely versus working in studio. So by all means, go ahead and reach out to us. We now have email that is pfdauthors@gmail.com. You can also reach us at 703-791-1701. That's our voicemail. And you can also reach us through the website. You can reach us, drop us a comment at podcastingfordummies.com. You can also reach us. You got the bell going? No, you don't have the bell going. You're slacking off there, Tomasi. And just remember, folks, that the Podcasting for Dummies companion podcast is protected by a non-commercial, no derivative, share alike, United States 3.0 license. You can find out more about that at creativecommons.org.
He said that all without reading. I had it written down. I was ready to go.
That's because I'm a professional. Look it up in a book. Speaking of looking at us, also find us on Instagram. We are on Instagram at PFD Authors. Leave us comments there. You can also leave us voicemail through there as well. And you can also leave a voicemail for us at WhatsApp. So you got, again, lots of options. Right. Make sure you just talk to us. We want to hear from you. Chuck, any thoughts?
No. Pod on.